Welcome to Wrigley Field in Chicago, for the game between the Philadelphia Phillies and the Chicago Cubs. Here are the starting lineups. For the Philadelphia Phillies. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Chick Full is. Batting second. The shortstop, Dick Bartel. Batting third. The center fielder, Ethan Allen. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Johnny Moore. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Bud Clancy. Batting sixth. The catcher, Al Todd. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Mickey Haslin. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Herb Jeffries. Batting ninth. The pitcher, George Darrow. Pitching for the Philadelphia Phillies, George Darrow. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Billy Herman. Batting second. The third baseman, Woody English. Batting third. The left fielder, Chuck Klein. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Babe Herman. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Kiki Kyler. Batting sixth. The catcher, Gabby Hartnett. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Don Hurst. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Billy Gerges. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jim Weaver. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Jim Weaver. And now, play ball. Chick Full is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Full hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gerges scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dick Bartel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bartel hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Hartnett settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ethan Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen hits a fly ball into left field. Klein settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Phillies nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Billy Herman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herman hits a fly ball into center field. Allen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Woody English is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. English hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bartel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Chuck Klein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klein hits a ball on the ground towards first. Clancy scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Klein for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Phillies nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Phillies will come to bat. Johnny Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore hits a fly ball into left field. Klein settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bud Clancy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clancy strikes out. Two outs. Al Todd is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Todd hits a ball on the ground towards third. English fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Phillies nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Babe Herman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herman hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Kiki Kyler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kyler bunts towards third. Haslin fields it and throws to first for the out. Herman moves to second. One out. Gabby Hartnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hartnett hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Clancy settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Don Hurst is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hurst hits a line drive towards first. Clancy reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Phillies nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Phillies will come to bat. Mickey Haslin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haslin hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Kyler. Haslin reaches second base with a double. Herb Jeffries is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jeffries hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gerges fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Haslin scores. It's 1-0, Phillies. George Darrow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Darrow takes first base on ball 4. Jeffries moves to second. Chick Fulas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fulas is 0-for-1 in the game. Fulas hits a line drive into center field. Kyler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick Bartel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bartel is 0-for-1 in the game. Bartel hits a ball on the ground towards third. English fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Jeffries scores. Darrow moves to second. It's 2-0, Phillies. Ethan Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 0-for-1 in the game. Allen hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Darrow moves to third. Bartel moves to second. Johnny Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 0-for-1 in the game. Moore hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Darrow scores. Bartel scores. Allen moves to second. It's 4-0, Phillies. Roy Joyner now pitching. Bud Clancy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clancy is 0-for-1 in the game. Clancy hits a fly ball into center field. Kyler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Todd is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Todd is 0-for-1 in the game. Todd hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Allen scores. Moore moves to third. It's 5-0, Phillies. Mickey Haslin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haslin is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Haslin hits a fly ball into right field. Herman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Phillies 5, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Billy Gerges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerges hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Augie Gallen pinch hits for Roy Joyner. Augie Gallen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gallen takes first base on ball 4. Gerges moves to second. Billy Herman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herman is 0-for-1 in the game. Herman takes first base on ball 4. Gerges moves to third. Gallen moves to second. Woody English is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. English is 0-for-1 in the game. English hits a fly ball into right field. Moore settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Gerges scores. Gallen moves to third. One out. It's 5-1, Phillies. Chuck Kline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kline is 0-for-1 in the game. Kline hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 5-4, Phillies. Babe Herman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herman is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Herman is called out on strikes. Two outs. Kiki Kyler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kyler is 0-for-0 in the game. Kyler hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bartel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Phillies 5, and the Cubs 4. The Phillies will come to bat. Bud Tinning now pitching. Herb Jeffries is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jeffries is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Jeffries is called out on strikes. One out. George Darrow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Darrow is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Darrow hits a fly ball into left field. Klein settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Chick Fulas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fulas is 0-for-2 in the game. Fulas hits a fly ball into left field. Klein settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Phillies 5, and the Cubs 4. The Cubs will come to bat. Gabby Hartnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hartnett is 0-for-1 in the game. Hartnett hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Darrow fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Don Hurst is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hurst is 0-for-1 in the game. Hurst hits a ball on the ground towards first. Clancy scoops it up and throws to first, with Darrow covering, for the out. Two outs. Billy Gerges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerges is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Gerges is hit by the pitch. Bud Tinning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tinning hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Fulas. Tinning reaches second base with a double. Gerges goes all the way around to score. It's Phillies, 5, Cubs, 5. Billy Herman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herman is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Herman hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Allen. Herman reaches second base with a double. Tinning scores. It's 6-5, Cubs. Woody English is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. English is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got one RBI. English is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Phillies 5. The Phillies will come to bat. Dick Bartel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bartel is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Bartel hits a fly ball into center field. Kyler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ethan Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Allen hits a line drive into left field. Klein settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Moore hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Herman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Phillies 5. The Cubs will come to bat. Chuck Klein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klein is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got three RBIs. Klein hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Jeffries scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Babe Herman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herman is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Herman strikes out. Two outs. Kiki Kyler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kyler is 0-for-1 in the game. Kyler hits a fly ball into right field. Moore settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Phillies 5. The Phillies will come to bat. Bud Clancy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clancy is 0-for-2 in the game. Clancy hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Al Todd is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Todd is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Todd hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Herman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mickey Haslin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haslin is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Haslin takes first base on ball 4. Clancy moves to second. Herb Jeffries is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jeffries is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Jeffries hits a pop-up towards third. English settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Harvey Hendrick pinch hits for George Darrow. Harvey Hendrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hendrick hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hurst scoops it up and throws to first, with Tinning covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Phillies 5. The Cubs will come to bat. Syl Johnson now pitching. Gabby Hartnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hartnett is 0-for-2 in the game. Hartnett hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Don Hurst is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Hartnett. The throw from Todd and he is out, Bartel applying the tag. One out. Don Hurst is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hurst is 0-for-2 in the game. Hurst hits a pop-up towards first. Clancy settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Billy Gerges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerges is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. Gerges hits a fly ball into right field. Moore settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Phillies 5. The Phillies will come to bat. Chick Foles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foles is 0-for-3 in the game. Foles takes first base on ball 4. Dick Bartel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Foles. The throw from Hartnett and he is out, Herman applying the tag. One out. Dick Bartel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bartel is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Bartel takes first base on ball 4. Ethan Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Bartel. The throw from Hartnett and he is safe. Bartel steals second. Ethan Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Allen strikes out. Two outs. Johnny Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Moore hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hurst scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Moore for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Phillies 5. The Cubs will come to bat. Bud Tinning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tinning is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Tinning hits a pop-up towards short. Bartel settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Herman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herman is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. Herman is called out on strikes. Two outs. Woody English is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. English is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got one RBI. English hits a ball on the ground into left center field for a base hit. Chuck Klein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klein is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got three RBIs. Klein hits a ball on the ground towards shortstop. Bartel fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Phillies 5. The Phillies will come to bat. Bud Clancy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clancy is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Clancy hits a fly ball into right field. Herman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Todd is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Todd is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Todd hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Herman misplays the ball. That's an error on Herman. Mickey Haslin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haslin is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Haslin bunts towards the mound. Tinning fields it and throws to first for the out. Todd moves to second. Two outs. Herb Jeffries is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jeffries is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Jeffries hits a ball on the ground towards short. Georges scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Phillies 5. The Cubs will come to bat. Babe Herman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herman is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Herman is called out on strikes. One out. Kiki Kyler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kyler is 0-for-2 in the game. Kyler hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Jeffries scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Gabby Hartnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hartnett is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Hartnett hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bartel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Phillies 5. The Phillies will come to bat. Jimmy Wilson pinch hits for Syl Johnson. Jimmy Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson hits a line drive towards first. Hurst reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chick Fulas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fulas is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Fulas hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Tinning fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dick Bartel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bartel is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Bartel hits a ball on the ground towards third. English fields it and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago Cubs, 6, and Philadelphia Phillies. 5. Goodbye from Wrigley Field in Chicago.